This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The U.S. Senate confirmed Katherine Tai as President Biden's pick to be the new U.S. Trade Representative. Tai was confirmed by a unanimous 98-0 vote. Tai had already won a unanimous voice vote in committee, and it was clear that her experience as a House trade staffer and bipartisanship would cement her easy Senate confirmation. Senate Finance Chairman Ron Wyden called Tai a terrific person for U.S. Trade Representative.
She led crackdowns against China's trade cheating and job ripoffs. As the top trade staffer on the Ways and Means Committee, she was at the forefront to improve the new NAFTA. She's already got a long track record of achieving wins for America's workers, businesses, farmers, and ranchers.
And Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell.
Katherine Tai is just the kind of qualified and mainstream person who is positioned to serve President Biden and the country quite well. I look forward to working with Ms. Tai to embrace trade and push back on abusive practices from China and other anti-competitive countries.
Tai committed to enforcing the China Phase One deal and the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which are keys for U.S. agriculture. Chairman Wyden says Tai also agreed to be more open with lawmakers on trade issues.
Ms. Tai has committed to the Finance Committee that she will work to bring more transparency to trade policy. I know that Ms. Tai will continue to raise the bar for that transparency in communications with the Congress because she has been on our side of policy making, and she's already proved that that kind of openness and accountability is a key priority for her.
But most of all, Wyden says Tai is committed to protecting and expanding high-skilled, high-wage jobs for American workers through enforcement of existing trade deals and new ones. And speaking of China, they bought a large shipment of U.S. corn on Tuesday. Private exporters reported the sale of 1.15 million tons of corn for delivery by the end of August. The corn is equivalent to more than 45 million bushel and was worth $251 million based on Chicago futures prices. It was the largest sale of U.S. corn to China since the Asian nation bought 2.1 million tons on January 29. Successful farming says the USDA expects China to buy a record $31.5 billion worth of U.S. farm products in the fiscal year that ends September 30th, thanks in part to its large corn purchases late last fall. Sales in the fiscal year 2020 totaled $17 billion when the trade war was in full swing. If those purchases happen, China would be back on top as number one customer for U.S. farm goods. Last year, China was in third place behind Canada and Mexico. Despite a large number of recent purchases, China did not meet its target in the Phase One trade agreement with the United States when it pledged to buy $36.6 billion worth of U.S. food, ag commodities, and seafood products in 2020. This year, the target is even higher at $43.5 billion. And a new planting intention survey from Allendale shows the market prices are influencing planting decisions this spring. The Illinois-based analytical research and brokerage firm released its planting estimates this week following a nationwide survey that spanned 29 states. The survey estimates corn planting intentions of 92.8 million acre, 2 million more acres than last year. This would be the fourth largest of all time and 4.5 million acres off the 2012 peak of 97.2 million. Allendale's production estimate would imply an increase of 1.058 bushels over last year, which would be a production record if achieved. Soybean planting intentions are seen at 90.3 million acres, 7.2 million acres more than last year. This would be a record acreage, 155,000 more acres over the 2017 peak of 90.16 million. Allendale's 4.5 billion bushel production estimate would also be a record and 422 million bushels over last year if achieved. Wheat acreage is estimated at 46.4 million acres, 2.1 million acres more than 2020. Assuming normal abandonment and trend yields, Allendale's production estimate of 1.9 billion bushel of wheat is 84 million bushels over last year. and the Environmental Protection Agency announced the decision on Friday of last week for year-round sales of E15 fuel in the Kansas City metro area. Because E15 has lower RVP than regular unleaded gasoline, its use results in lower evaporative emissions, resulting in lower ozone levels. Missouri Corn retiring Commander-in-Chief Gary Marshall goes into detail on what the biggest misconceptions people have on E15 gasoline.
We have worked to counter that misinformation on a nationwide basis, and really, you know, now as we move to from 10% blends up to 15% ethanol blends, every major car manufacturer in the world allows the use of E15 in their vehicles. Some even approve up to E25. And of course, if you have a flexible fuel vehicle, you can go up to 85% ethanol. A lot of misinformation over the years about these cars can't handle it. And in fact, just this last week, there was a study released out of Nebraska where they ran a bunch of just conventional vehicles on E30 without any issues.
Marshall says it's a clean-burning, homegrown, renewable product that's good for the atmosphere, good for the environment, good for corn farmers, and it also helps to keep gas prices down amid the recent gas price surge. Marshall mentions that they're taking this knowledge and expanding it worldwide.
It's a perfect product in a really good marketplace. And now, you know, the good news is we're able to take what we found here in the U.S. and we're moving that on a global basis. So we're telling people in Mexico and in China and in Indonesia and in the Philippines, all really across the world, how great that ethanol is and what it can do to help clean up their air in some of the more polluted cities all across the world. Tremendous success story when it comes to ethanol.
Kansas Corn and Missouri Corn worked with their state agencies on modeling studies. Those studies in both states showed no ozone exceedance are expected to occur in the Kansas City metro area due to usage of E15 gasoline. And with spring planting season right around the corner, farmers are winning solutions to help apply higher rates of nitrogen during planting. And John Deere recently delivered, announcing a new tractor planter solution. We join Michael Clemens for this report.
The solution combines the John Deere ExactRate liquid fertilizer application system with the 8RX tractor. Kevin Jewell of John Deere says Deere is the first company to bring to market a factory-installed integrated liquid fertilizer delivery system on a tractor and planter together.
John Deere introduced the ExactRate tanks on the 8RX and added planter enhancements that seamlessly connect the planter to these tractor tanks. Customers told us their desires to make planter applied fertilizer easier. They'd like to overcome some obstacles such as adding capacity to the planter and the tractor, other issues of using multiple technology providers and really making all that seamlessly work together. And lastly, they wanted a solution to deal with the increased ground compaction that comes from carrying these additional capacities across their field.
Combining the tractor and planter, Jewel says farmers can head to the field carrying 1,600 gallons of product.
We're going to offer 1,000 gallons on the tractor and up to 600 gallons on the planter, depending on the model. So this up to 1,600 gallon solution is going to enable longer run times for our customers. It's going to help with planter efficiency as they're able to plant more acres per day and get more acres planted in that ideal planting window, which is going to give them the best chance at the best possible yield.
Farmers spend a lot of time going back and forth in transit to refill and tender. Jewel says this solution saves farmers that time and money.
So there's a time savings with this because of the onboard capacities that we have with the tractor and planter. The other factor of this is the time savings of not having to configure additional tanks or configure additional hose routings, or worry that when they fold the planter up and transport to the next field, that nothing's going to get pinched, nothing's going to come undone. What you get with the John Deere ExactRate solution is factory-installed hose routings, factory-installed tanks. They don't interfere with anything else on the tractor. So yes, having the increased capacities is going to be an efficiency gain for the customers, but really there's going to be a lot of decreased headaches and decreased worried because that integrated solution just works right from the factory.
Besides adding tank capacity, Jewel explains how the option of tracks on the planter and tractor will reduce ground compaction and provide plants a healthier start.
Along with those increased capacities also comes the increased weight. So this increased weight has a potential to add to ground compaction and ultimately kind of rob yield away from our plants without us knowing it. So to combat this, we're offering factory-installed tracks on the planter. These tracks will spread out that weight of that planter. And in our own internal studies, these tracks have a ground PSI of 13.3, which is a 72% reduction when we compare it to the wheels on the center frame of a planter. And lastly, these tracks are built tough. They can transport at speeds of up to 20 miles per hour with the planter half full, and they can do this for up to 2 hours before they need to stop and cool off.
Additionally, farmers can expect John Deere integrated technology on the model year 2022 planters, including AutoPath.
This is going to take the actually driven path of the planter, and it's going to use that path to automatically create guidance lines for future passes in that field. Other technologies to touch on would be AutoTrack turn automation. This is going to allow the tractor to execute a turn automatically at the headlands. Additionally, display options. So the Gen 4 in the cab not only gives you feedback on what's happening with the planter, but it also allows for in-cab adjustment right from the seat of the cab. In addition to that, you can have Connect Mobile running on an iPad. And lastly, all this data is being captured, and it's able to be sent securely and reliably up to the operation center for our customers' future analysis.
Learn more about the model year 2022 John Deere planters online at johndeere.com or head to your local John Deere dealer. Michael Clements reporting.
And moving along now into State of Illinois Ag News. Every 2 years, the largest outdoor farm show is held in Decatur. Last year, of course, the Boone, Iowa Farm Show was canceled due to COVID-19. But can we expect to see the Farm Progress Show return to Decatur at the end of the summer? Matt Youngman, National Event Manager for Farm Progress, says yes.
Mark your calendars for August 31st, September 1st, and 2nd. We are looking forward to a live and in-person event there in Decatur, Illinois.
Work is already underway on booking exhibitors for the show. Youngman says much more will be known over the next few months as to any extra precautions that might accompany this year's show. State Senator Doris Turner of Springfield has a plan to add agricultural sciences as a type of course that might be counted towards the requirement for 3 years of science in order to gain admission into an Illinois public university, and it passed the Senate's Higher Education Committee on Tuesday. Quote, the study of agriculture is vitally important, and our curriculum should reflect that, according to Turner. Their current exclusion as an option for a science course for admission is a huge disservice to students who plan to one day study or work in the field of agriculture. Currently, the minimum requirements to gain admission to a state university includes the completion of at least 15 units of high school coursework in English, history, math, laboratory sciences, and electives in either foreign languages, music, vocational education, like agriculture, or art. Currently, some colleges may accept agricultural science under the auspice of science course, but not all are doing so. This legislation would add some conformity to the available options. Quote, this is simply an effort to highlight the importance of agricultural science, Turner said. Students should feel confident and passionate about their career choice when choosing to study multiple disciplinary sciences. This measure passed out of the Senate High Education Committee moves to the full Senate for further consideration this week. And in other news out of Springfield, Acting Director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture, Jerry Costello, feels good about the chances of having an in-person Illinois and DuQuoin State Fair.
We are very, very optimistic about having both fairs, both the Illinois State Fair in Springfield and the Illinois State Fair in DuQuoin. You know, if you look at the fair in Springfield, it's about as late in August as it can possibly be. And then the fair in DuQuoin actually goes over into the Labor Day weekend. With vaccinations, you know, where we are in this country with the rollout of vaccinations, I really feel good about having fairs. And although I think we'll all go into a new look of what normal is for years to come, I'm optimistic, and I think people are just so ready to get outside, to be able to be around each other. You know, I think the fairs are just a great venue to do that. I would also like to tell you that I do believe that the Pritzker Stratton administration has done a really good job of rolling out vaccinations in the state of Illinois. I would highly encourage anybody, you know, who's willing and able to get vaccinated. And that's going to allow us to do things like our fairs and to have, you know, our livestock shows, what have you, you know, with a more of a sense of normalcy.
And again, that was State Director of the Department of Agriculture, Jerry Costello. And moving on now into local ag news on your Thursday, don't forget that this Sunday, the Gillespie FFA chapter will be having a drive-through chicken dinner. It'll be held behind the Gillespie High School in the bus drive-through. Again, this will be held Sunday afternoon from 11 until 1 p.m. And that'll wrap up your ag news here on this Thursday morning. But remember, you can always send us your ag news by email at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Thursday morning, March 18th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.